Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Mutine. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. Lots coming up on the show. Unfortunately, really, really difficult stories today. We are going to be going to Naledi with our colleague in a short while, but we also have a couple of other stories that are quite distressing today. As you may have heard already, that we had some policing, community policing forum, just really good people on the ground who were shot dead over the weekend as well. We're going to be going to the Eastern Cape once again to try and deal with that story. We also are going to be speaking about alcohol dependency. How do you know if you are dependent on alcohol? That's a story we're going to be dealing with in our health feature just after 9 o'clock. So Lieutenant General Tebello Musikiri is on the line with us, who's a Deputy National Police Commissioner, to talk to us about what we're seeing as really a surge in the nabbing of drug mules at OR Tambo International. On the line with us is the Lieutenant General. Lieutenant General, thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pumelo, and good evening to the listeners at home.
We are certainly getting more reports of drug mules being nabbed at OR Tambo. For you, is this an increase in the number of people who are coming through OR Tambo as drug mules, or are we just seeing more reporting on the matter?
It is both, Pumelo. We are seeing a spike in the traffickers that are coming through our ports. Mm-hmm. In different ports, in different times, we have been communicating at your Durban Harbour, the bus that will be doing in that place, the Cape Town Harbour. It also be Cape Town as well. 3 months back, we covered some vessels that we bought in drugs, but when we get through that show,
Lieutenant General Musikiri, I'm struggling to hear you. I don't know if we can get you to move slightly.
That are coming through our port of entry, the busiest and the biggest, I think, in the southern hemisphere of the continent. So you can confirm that it is both in terms of us maybe coming forward to the port.
Lieutenant General, I'm struggling to hear you. I don't know if we're able to move you slightly from where you are so that we can hear you better.
Can you hear me now?
It's really, really much better. Thank you for that. And thank you for that response. We heard some of it, that you are saying that you are seeing a surge in some of these mules coming through. What's the pattern, Lieutenant General?
We are experiencing people that are coming specifically with different flights that are coming. We normally get intelligence, and it yields positive results when it is followed up. And I think the strategy as well, the system that the commander that is there has put in place, it's one of the areas that is really helpful and assisting in us realizing the challenges that we are having at OR Tambo International, because he has put together a team that will follow up immediately on every intelligence that is coming. But I also need to indicate that this is a collaborative effort. We see all the law enforcement capability and capacity that we are having at OR Tambo working very well, collaborating in nabbing this particular traffickers. We also have people's intelligence that is put in place. We have the observation that members will also do in all components that are and departments that are represented at OR Tambo. They are working very well in making sure that should any one of them detect any pattern that is unusual from the travelers, they are able to communicate and follow up on that. And here we are 14 drug traffickers or drug mules that has been nabbed at OR Tambo, which is a huge number. It's really an upsurge of people that are using our port of entry to traffic or to come, and others are passing through. Others are their final destination is here in the country. I think we from time to time will indicate the nationals that will get arrested at that spot.
I mean, the legend has it, and you would have to correct that for us, that generally when you get a tip-off like this, it's a decoy, it's a way in which you're almost distracted from the real package that's coming through. Are you seeing that quite a bit, or what's your experience in that regard?
Maybe not to a larger extent, as I've indicated, Pamela, that we have been communicating as a department, as a cluster as well, that we need to focus on our intelligence. So we believe that being put in place, and our operatives being alert as well, they are doing everything humanly possible with the skills and capacity and capability that they are having to make sure that they follow up and they alert the operatives that will also be on high alert and respond swiftly when this particular incidents are detected.
Let's talk a little bit about this particular mule that was apprehended, the guy from Paraguay, who I'm told was arrested at Sao Paulo. Just give us an update on that particular individual.
This morning, we were informed by the officials that were busy, and the doctor that was busy extracting these drugs from his body, that he complicated. And the complication was life-threatening. Hence, we had to halt that operation of extracting the bullets that were in his body. He was referred for medical attention, and he has since been cleared. Apparently, it was a small cut or rupture in his system. What I must indicate is the danger of this swallowing of the drug bullets that are found, or that we've been communicating in recent days, that a human body can afford this much, and the size of these bullets that people are made, or that the mules are swallowing, it's too huge to go through the system, and the number of bullets that must be in the body of or the rectum of a person. And you are traveling. That traveling itself, you don't know whether you get turbulence on the flight coming. So it is that risk that we are seeing these drug mules are exposing themselves to, which is putting their lives in danger. Should anything happen, or the best of that bullet inside of you, it is pure cocaine that is not mixed with anything. So if it explodes inside of you, or it opens, it ruptures inside of you, the likelihood of a loss of life is very imminent. So it is a very expensive exercise that they are doing, that is life-threatening, that is costing their lives. We might not have communicated in recent days what others have been undergone to in past years, where we had a case of a person whom this drug burst inside of the stomach and resulted in a loss of life. So it is a very, very dangerous exercise that the mules are undertaking of swallowing the tablets.
The Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation says this is a level 3 to 5 of these criminal networks. What does that mean?
Level 3 to 5, it means that we are looking deeper now on the syndicates. We are looking at the organized crime of this particular drug trafficking and drug muling, that is not looking only at the drug mules or traffickers, but to go beyond to find who are the players behind the scenes? Who are the people that are receiving this? Who are the people that are using this drug news? And to also follow the money. The what is important is not only to nab or to arrest the traffickers, but to go beyond. That is where the level 3 to 5 is coming, and also going international. So the investigation doesn't only end with these people that we will arrest having been swallowed, because we know that they are swallowing because of somebody else behind the scene. Although it is a very tedious exercise, it's a very complex situation, a complex investigation that is done. That is why it is done by our specialized investigation, mainly at a Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, and they are doing that with other colleagues that are on the Interpol as well as other countries. We the National Commissioner and the team, including the representatives of the National Head of the Directorate, visited or attended the Interpol General Assembly. And there they met because of this southern route that we have detected, which is problematic in terms of the drugs. Brazil being a known global hotspot when it comes to the drugs and drug trafficking, they have entered into a collaboration agreement, and some few months after that collaborative meeting that they had, or site meeting that they had during the National Assembly, the National Commissioner dispensed the team to go and engage further with the federal Brazilian police. And we are working together. That is why when there is a detection from either OR Tambo or otherwise, or vice versa, the two police departments, including the Interpol, will then communicate, and that is where the Directorate of Priority Crime Investigation is coming in to look beyond the persons that are being used to transport the drugs.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, Deputy National Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Dibello Musikidi, who's just giving us an update on that drug mule who was nabbed over the weekend. It's a Paraguayan national nabbed at Sao Paulo. And this brings to the number 14 drug mules who've been nabbed at the OR Tambo in the past month. So really appreciate your time, Lieutenant General. And it looks like there are 24,000 cases currently underway, 77,000 arrests, 77,000 arrests up to date at OR Tambo International.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.